Cody Chestnut is a 33-year-old from Atlanta, relocated to the West Coast, whose 23-song, boldly titled album, The Headphone Masterpiece, has arrived with a lot of publicity for its mixture of hip-hop and 60s-style guitar rock. Is Chestnut hype or the real thing? Rock critic Ken Tucker says maybe a little bit of both.
Cody Chestnut, that's Chestnut without a T in the middle, and anyway, he was born Antonius Thomas, is one cool piece of work. Influenced by Sly Stone, Prince, The Beatles, and Beck, Chestnut shares with all those artists eccentricity, a witty arrogance, as well as a treacly ballad called Michelle. When he's at his loosest and most charming, he composes a funky acoustic ballad about still living at home with his mom, tossing in silly joke lines like, I drop it like a bomb, my pickle and my charm. He tweaks cultural cliches by asserting that all he wants is sex, religion, a new Cadillac, and a winning lotto ticket.
Yes, I'm a mama's boy. Girls like to think I'm spoiled, 'cause I want it all the time. I like to make it mine. I drop it like a bomb, my pickle and my charm. Yes, it's me, if you're guessing who. I'm back again in another line, just to see what's on my mind. I do it all the time. I never bite my tongue. I speak it when it comes. All I want is give me some religion, a brand new Cadillac, and a winning lotto ticket. I don't want no pretty city boys in makeup showing me the goodies when I don't want to see it. I'm all about boy life in America.
At his best, Cody Chestnut writes irresistibly sexy rock songs, sung in a falsetto croon that draws you into his woozy atmosphere of lewd, loose fun. This song, called The Seed, is so good, another better-known act, The Roots, has already covered it on its latest release.
I don't ask for much these days, and I don't sit and whine if I don't get my way. I only wanna fertilize another behind my lover's back. Sit and watch you grow, standing where I'm at. Fertilize another behind my lover's back, and I'm keeping my secrets mine.
I said that's what Cody Chestnut does at his best. At his worst, Chestnut is self-indulgent, sloppy, and more than a little mean, throwing out insults at the women he claims support him. He starts and stops half-developed melodies or lays down sappy love songs that don't sound convincing for the few seconds he maintains interest in them. He's also got a doper's sense of humor on tunes like Smoke and Love that would make Cheech and Chong come out of retirement if they thought they could get Chestnut's press attention. His music does sound good on headphones, but it's no sustained masterpiece.
She's still here, I'm thinking it over, because I can't. She stays closer to my head. She's the best I've had, she says to me. She hangs around for no reason. I think the seasons keep her near me. If she's gonna stay the way I feel now, ain't gonna be the mood I'm in forever. But I'll keep her here while I think it over.
No doubt about it, Cody Chestnut is a conundrum. A prodigiously talented musician, this sprawling collection is largely self-recorded, who's also a bit too obsessed with his ego and his sexual organ for the good of his brain, which teems with the whole history of rock, as well as fantasies that sound borrowed from old R. Crumb underground comics. He's a horny pothead with a penchant for both misogyny and melodrama. In My Women, My Guitars, he asserts, I've been living hard, my breakdown is on the way. Snap out of it, Cody. move out of Mama's house, get some male buddies, lay off the weed, and your next masterpiece may really live up to the boasting that makes you so lovable and so exasperating.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The Headphone Masterpiece by Cody Chesnutt.
Check. 1, 2, check. Get in it. Yeah, you. Come on, get in. It's alright. Come on, get in. I don't have time, sex, and movies. I don't have time. Hurry up, give it to me. I don't have time to change my mind. What a day is gonna be for you and me, yeah, when I find time. I don't have time for apologies and puppies.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
You and me, when I find time to be your shoulder, I don't have time for growing older, and it's so